For the past several decades, musicals have been the face of Broadway and its chief economic engine, but this spring, Broadway producers have been rediscovering straight plays, and audiences have been flocking to see them. Big names from Hollywood and television have been starring in them as well, including Academy Award winners Jane Fonda, Jeffrey Rush, and Marcia Gay Harden. Jeff London has the story.
Jeremy Gerard covers Broadway for Bloomberg News. He says he finds the variety and artistic aspirations of this spring's new productions exciting, but almost all of them will only last as long as the tulips and daffodils.
This year is different. This year we have a lot of these star-driven shows with very, very limited runs, runs that used to be verboten on Broadway.
Commercial producers have always used big stars to sell serious plays, but in the past they asked them to commit for at least a year so they could make back their investment. But now producers have come up with a new formula, offer limited runs of plays with stars for 3 to 6 months, and make the law of limited supply build the demand. So this spring and summer, Broadway audiences can see a dizzying array of stars in person, but for just a short time. Jane Fonda stars in the new play 33 Variations till the end of May. Jeffrey Rush and Susan Sarandon headline in Eugene Ionesco's Exit the King through June. And James Gandolfini, Jeff Daniels, Hope Davis, and Marcia Gay Harden share the stage through July in a new comedy of really bad manners called God of Carnage.
And it is lucky there are people prepared to do that. Do you think being a Neanderthal is a better idea?
Come on now, come on!
Is it normal to criticize someone for not being a Neanderthal?
Marcia Gay Harden may have won an Academy Award in Pollock and appeared extensively in film and TV, but her resume includes a lot of stage roles.
There's a really tremendous energy exchange going on. We do something, the audience laughs, so they shoot the energy right back. We do something, they laugh. We do something, they gasp. And it's very, very exciting.
Jeffrey Richards is one of the leading producers of straight plays on Broadway. This season, he's presented one musical, a revival of Hair, and 5 plays, most with limited runs. He says musicals cost substantially more to produce.
With a musical, you know, there's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but the rainbow can be much more gradual than the immediate impact of a straight play, where you can realize profit more quickly when you do it, especially on limited engagement, and create a specific window in which the consumer has the opportunity to see that play.
You see, my mother was a medium before me, so I had the opportunity of starting on the ground floor, as you might say. I had my first trance when I was 4 and a half, and my first ectoplasmic manifestation when I was 5 and a half.
4-time Tony Award winner Angela Lansbury as the dotty medium Madame Arcadi in a revival of Noel Coward's Blithe Spirit, one of the plays that Jeffrey Richards has produced this season. He's waiting to see if that revival, which also stars Rupert Everett, turns a profit. But Richard says he structures a play's budget so he can pay back investors even if a play runs for only a few months.
So if you were an investor, let us say, in Speed the Plow, David Mamet's wonderful play, you were making a profit in a 19-week engagement. Now that's better than the stock market.
Bloomberg's Jeremy Gerard thinks this new short-term approach is a healthy one.
It's kind of the iPodization of Broadway, where suddenly you've got much more choice and much more turnover.
Possibly one of the more offbeat choices this spring is Exit the King, a little-known existential absurdist play by Eugene Ionesco. Jeffrey Rush, who won an Academy Award for his role in Shine, has gotten rave reviews for his bravura performance of a 400-year-old despot who fights his impending death with every fiber of his being.
I would say 98% of the audience and friends of mine who are fairly well-read but don't know the play have said this. They come along feeling as though they might have to have a really worthy evening of eating existential spinach, and it'll be good for them, you know. And they're surprised and delighted to find out that Ionesco's flavors are very entertaining.
I'm not sick.
He feels fine, don't you?
Well, the odd twinge here and there. It's nothing. Anyway, I'm starting to feel much better.
He says he feels better. See?
I can even say I feel extremely better.
You are going to die in an hour and a half. You are going to die at the end of the play.
Another play which mixes comedy and serious ideas is Moises Kaufman's 33 Variations, starring Jane Fonda in her first Broadway role in 46 years. Fonda plays a musicologist who's fighting ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, while researching Beethoven's manuscripts and trying to repair a difficult relationship with her daughter.
There's a lot of laughter. I mean, one is surprised how funny it is. But it takes you somewhere. I think people want to be taken somewhere and feel when the experience is over that they have actually experienced something and are the better for it.
And so we arrive at the final variation. Beethoven chooses to end his set of variations with a minuet, a graceful dance. And I find such beautiful symmetry in his design.
Producer Jeffrey Richards points to the robust box office for these plays, even in this economic environment, as a sign that live theater can hold its own.
You have a kitchen in your home, and I think the restaurant business may be more hit by these times than the theater because you can't have a stage in your home.
Or Jane Fonda, except on a video. And Fonda, for her part, enjoys spending 2.5 hours with 1,000 strangers every night.
I'd be happy if I didn't do anything but plays from now on. I just love doing this. I definitely want to do more.
Broadway audiences can catch Jane Fonda at the Eugene O'Neill Theater through May 24th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
To hear more of Jeff London's interviews with Jane Fonda, Jeffrey Rush, and Marcia Gay Harden, and to see scenes and pictures from plays on Broadway this spring, go to npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.